You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. Excuse my voice is getting near Christmas, always like this. Welcome to Up Front with Alan Brazil. Alongside me, Mickey the Mighty Quinn. Quinny, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, Al. Better than your voice, anyway.
I get it every year. It's a joke, honestly. In fact, it's getting a little bit better, thank God. Quinny, so we have a Tuesday, Wednesday night of Champions League action. Let's have a little start with Tottenham. Bayer Leverkusen, away in Germany is always difficult. So I think Tottenham will be delighted with that.
It is. Leverkusen, good team at home. I think the last eight European games, Al, they'd won. And, you know, you knew what to expect there. And, okay, Spurs rolled a little bit of luck. And keeper Lloris was in unbelievable form. Made a save right out the top drawer to keep them in the game. And you've got to say, you know, in the Champions League, you've got to dig in when you're away from home. And Spurs certainly did that.
Yeah.
I like the way that, you know, they didn't let up. They still went there to try and get a result. And they did in the end. And I think that was a good point for Spurs.
Yeah. So Tottenham in good shape. Also, Group G, Club Brugge 1, Porto 2. But more importantly, Leicester 1, Copenhagen 0.
Yeah, look.
Go on, Leicester.
Do you know what? People keep asking, why are they making so many mistakes in the Premier League and conceding goals? I just think that is human nature. I look at the team that won the league last year. There's not a lot changed, you know, by one or two players in the personnel.
I still don't know how they won it.
Well, it just everything clicked. But their concentration levels last year, Al, were supreme. What I mean by that, every set piece they defended, you know, they never broke ranks at the back. They were strong. They didn't concede that many goals. And yet, you've seen them this season in the Premier League. Wes Morgan, I mean, corner, Chelsea.
Sleeping, wasn't he?
Yeah, Costa pulls
away. Costa runs around the back, far post.
And that wouldn't have happened last season. And do you know what's happening? Is that in the Premier League, they're losing their concentration levels. The guard is down because they did the job. They won the league last season. But to me, in the Champions League, because it's new, because it's fresh, the concentration levels are the same as they were when they won the league last year. They're not giving anything away. They're keeping clean sheets and winning games. Now 9 points in the Champions League. And I just think that is the difference. The bang up for the Champions League and the concentration levels are far superior than when they're playing in the Premier League because they know the opposition they're playing against, which they did last year.
Could they make a semi-final, final?
Do you know what? It'd be, again, one of them stories which you write them off and all that, but they've looked comfortable in Champions League, in this Champions League group. And that's all, you know, I know it wasn't the type of group Celtic had, but at the end of the day, you can only beat what's in front of you. And Copenhagen were on a long sequence of winning football matches, and they broke that and beat them. So you've got to take your hat off to them.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Dynamo Zagreb 0, Seville 1, Lyon 0, Juventus 1. So then we come to Wednesday's games. Let's start with the Arsenal. Fantastic. Ozu, the only surprise here is Mesut Ozil, his first hat-trick, professional hat-trick. That's surprising.
It is a surprise because I tell you what, he's a fantastic footballer.
6-0 the result.
Yeah, talent, superlative skills. He took a little time to settle into the Premier League because he's got that style. Do you remember, I can only say, Liam Brady, where it's an effortless style. He runs with the ball. He can pass the ball. And he sort of glides, you know. There's no gears. There's no sprinting. And you know, he's not slow. But it took him time to settle. I think now he's getting the rewards, or Arsenal getting the rewards, because this season he started really well, getting goals. He's looking the part. He's getting assists. And I think that's a massive positive for Arsenal. I mean, Ludogorets started well in the game. They had a couple of chances. But then once Arsenal got the first goal, to be fair to Arsenal, they drummed it.
So Arsenal are on a big run here, Quinny. Yeah, a big run, unbeaten run.
I mean, Arsenal fans don't know whether to get excited or not because they've seen it all before. They've seen winning runs, losing runs. They've, you know, challenged for the Premier League in recent seasons. They did finish second last year, albeit coming from fourth to third to second the last week of the season. So I don't know whether Arsenal fans are going to let their guard down to get excited, to think we can have a genuine.
And yet a few weeks ago, they were all having a go at Wenger.
Well, they were, but, you know, that's like Groundhog Day. It's like every season the Arsenal fans have a pop at Wenger, and then he responds, or his team responds, by winning games.
Walcott, again on the score sheet. Why is he struggling for England?
Do you know what? I don't know. Does he get enough of the ball for England? Do the other English players have an understanding or trust them to give him the ball? What I mean by that, me and Alan know what that means in football terms, but, you know, go on with Theo, go and have a run. But Arsenal, trust him because they know he's going to make the certain runs in the box. They know he's got the pace to hit the ball over the top to run onto. And yet you don't see him doing that for England. Not just Theo, there's a few club players who excel for their clubs in the Premier League, and when they put an English shirt on, they don't shine. So look, he's on a good run, Theo. He's scoring goals for his club as well. And Arsenal, like I said, do Arsenal fans dare to believe they could have a great run in Champions League?
Well, the top of Group A, Paris Saint-Germain 3, Basel. No, I thought that was a cert.
Yeah.
But Arsenal at the moment, top of Group A. We go to Group B, Daniel Kuev, Neil Benfica.
Just on that top,
sorry.
They've got to win that group. What's happened? They've faltered the last couple of years in the group stages, haven't they? And it's cost them. You know, if they win that group, then they're not going to play the Barca's or Real Madrid's in the knockout stages.
I agree.
Or get them, so go on, Arsenal.
So, Group B, Dynamo Kiev 0, Benfica 2, Napoli 2, Besiktas 3. That would have done my betting in. I thought Napoli were one of my five certainties. Yeah. 4, I got up. 5th one, that would have done it. Group C, excuse me, big talking point here. Well, let's start with Celtic because I want to talk more about City. Celtic 0, Borussia Mönchengladbach 2.
You watched that game, Al, didn't you?
For me, when the group stage came out, I thought, what a great group for Celtic. And pals of mine text, emails, you're off your head. It's tough. I says, guys, we ain't going to get out of the group.
Yeah.
But for the fans' sake and entertainment value, this is brilliant. Yeah. This is a great group. We've done well to reach the stage. We've got 30 million quid, as in Celtic. If we can somehow sneak third place and get in the Europa League, it's a bonus. But we've done well. So Barca 4, City 0, Celtic 0, Mönchengladbach 2. Mönchengladbach, Quinny, let me tell you, Celtic had a little half chance through Sinclair. He blasted it over the bar. Apart from that, this was a good side, a good performance. The Germans were slick. They passed it for fun. Getting out of defence, into midfield and forward, they cut Celtic open. The amount, the speed of the pass and the movement was fantastic. It was a lesson.
But you're not a little bit disappointed in... I know you're saying Celtic fans probably realistic enough to know they weren't going to get out the group with Man City there. But after that Manchester City performance, which... they really got after City early doors. They got goals. They played some good football. A little bit disappointed. They couldn't get a result.
Of course I'm disappointed.
You know, maybe hopefully nail a Europa League spot.
Yeah, of course I'm disappointed. But I played in my time at Ipswich Town and Tottenham and Man U, Quinny, playing in Europe, played against so many German sides. One thing they're strong physically. Mentally, they're strong. They're fit, they're quick, and that was too much for Celtic. In the midfield area, we especially in the middle of the midfield, they outran us, outplayed us, outpassed us, were much sharper, much quicker. We couldn't retain the ball, and it was a lesson for us. It was no surprise. 2-0, I went to bed. So it could have been 3, I'm told. I went to bed at 2-0. For me, no, it was a lesson. So we're struggling now. We have to go to Germany and win. I'm not sure Celtic can. In the other game, I knew you'd watch that. We were doing radio this morning. Barcelona 4, Man City 0. It sounds like an absolute trousing, but was it?
Well, first and foremost, I was surprised with the team selection. Pep Guardiola rested or dropped or whatever you want to call it these days. One of my favourite strikers in the world, Sergio Aguero. And I thought, he's gone to...
And me.
At Nou Camp with no striker. I mean, we've known he's with Barcelona at times or Bayern Munich. He's played no striker at times. We've seen Spanish World Cup champions play with no striker at one point. But here, you know, I felt he had to. They had no focal points. They competed first 15, 20 minutes. Gundogan had a chance. De Bruyne had half a chance. But then, other end, Messi got in the box. Fernandinho slipped and gave a gift of a goal to Messi. Went round. Bravo. Slotted it in. Then you're thinking, well, it's only going to go one way, this. But they dug in their City. And then Clowney O'Bravo, the keeper, he had a moment of madness. He was brought in at this sweeper, keeper type of role, whatever you want to go. Tried to be clever. Tried to pass it with his instep. It went to Suarez, just 10 foot away from him. He more or less like, just go and give it. Go on, Louis.
Early Christmas gift.
Yeah, and then Suarez has tried to lob him. He's outside the box. He's handled the ball. straight red card. Absolute moment of madness, and that was it then. You know,
so no Aguero. So we're saying that Pep, maybe we can ignore the fact that he let Pep out because he tried to flood the midfield. But
yeah,
I can't forgive him for Bravo in for Hart. Hart, a million times over, is a better goalkeeper than Bravo.
I think anyone who's got half a football in brain knows that Joe Hart's a better keeper than Bravo. He, in this Premier League so far, hasn't set me any sort of precedent to think that he's better than Joe Hart. And like I said, that was a monumental mistake last night. And he's a goalkeeper. They're there to stop goals going in. No, not an outfield player to...
Do you know what I love at the back as a sweeper? He's the best in the world, bar none. And he's a great stopper as well, is Neuer.
Yeah.
For Bayern. For me, he's the best, by a mile.
He's probably the best in the world, isn't he, at doing that. But, you know, Claude, let me tell you, Bravo is not Manuel Neuer, and I don't think ever will be. But look, in the end, he got a good hide in 4-0. Pep Guardiola is a master tactician. He's done all sorts of formations, and you know, with Barcelona and Bayern Munich. But you know, brutally honest, Al, he's had better players to do it with. And at this moment, that's now a little uncomfortable for Pep. He started really well. He won the Manchester Derby 4 without a win now. All of a sudden, I'm not saying it's a massive crisis because they're a good team, but all of a sudden, this is his first big test in England with Manchester City. Let's see how it comes out of it.
Well, then at home at Southampton, we're going to come to the Premiership in a moment. So there you go. And just in there, in Group D, let me bring you up to speed. Bayern Munich 4, Eindhoven 1, Rostov 0, Atletico Madrid 1. I thought that was a certainty as well. OK, this is Up Front with Alan Brazil. And don't forget, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. It's the new betting site for all sports punters, great odds, markets and great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free tenner when you deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10. Visit betonbrazil.com. So be using the promo code ALAN10, visit betonbrazil.com. Also, look out for a new daily happy hour, offers between 5 p.m. and 6 o'clock. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. And Bet Brazil is only for over 18s only. So be careful. Bet Brazil is for over 18s only. Don't forget, betting should be fun. So please, please bet responsibly. Looking ahead, Quinny, it's amazing where the days go, isn't it? It's frightening. Do you know, and I'm looking forward to, here we go again, Saturday, Sunday, Premiership football. I suppose the pick, it's got to be Stamford Bridge, Sunday, Chelsea Man U.
Yeah, the return, they're calling it on the Sky, aren't they? Jose Mourinho going back to Stamford Bridge. What sort of reception do you think you'll get, Al?
Not good.
I mean, he's been a legend for Chelsea, hasn't he?
I'm a big Man U fan.
2 years ago.
Well, I say not good. I reckon they will get applause, but if Chelsea stuff United, I think they'll give him it. I do. What's the score, Josie, and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think before the game, he'll be fine. Because he is a Chelsea legend.
Well, it's going to be interesting because they certainly did park the bus at Anfield. He'll probably go to do the same at Stamford Bridge. For Manchester United. At Anfield, he'll probably go try and do the same again, Stamford Bridge. Chelsea, if it's a little bit of form. I was just a bit disappointed, Manchester United. As a Liverpool fan, of course, you're expecting your team that you support to win. But for all the talent they've got, they didn't offer a lot going forward. They had the one chance, Ibrahimovic, the back post header at Anfield. And I just thought, I expected a bit more with Pogba and some of the other players. But look, they did a job. And I was disappointed in Liverpool not being able to break them down. Can Chelsea, if they perform the same out, Man United, can Chelsea break them down?
Yeah. Interesting. What
about
City as well? City take on Southampton, who had that travel over to the San Siro. Saints have picked up. Look, they're in a healthy position. Can they go to Manchester City and can they come back with a point maybe?
Well, they're in form, aren't they? They really are in form. They beat a disappointing Burnley team at home comfortably. I think they're on the back of 4 or 5, unbeaten in the Premier League. And they're gaining their confidence. Going to be a big test for Southampton. City, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see how they've come off the back of this 4-0. Aguero will probably play because he didn't play through the week unless he's carrying a knock. So I think a draw for Southampton would be the best to hope for there.
What about, let's look at one or two on this Saturday. Spurs, who I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's about Touch 3 weeks' time on a weekend. Tottenham go to Bournemouth, who hit Hull for 6 last weekend. A tricky little one for Spurs here.
I think it is. And as we know, Bournemouth's ground, tight ground. They know how to play it well. They play good football. They're getting goals. They go into this game with a bit of confidence. Now, it's how Spurs... the jaunt of the midweek Champions League, will it take its toll going into this game? Still no Harry Kane, is there? Son's been scoring goals for them. Dele Alli playing well again now. So
he is playing well.
Yeah. I've got to go with Spurs. They want to maintain some sort of title challenge, stay in that top four. So it's very tight there at the top of the Premier League. Spurs for me, I'll just...
Quinny, I worry about the Borough. I don't know where the goals are coming from. I'm now beginning to think Sunderland, we'll come to that in a moment. I'm now thinking Borough could be down there. Who else? Who else? Is it Burnley? Or I think Sunderland and Borough, for me, are nailed on. I really
don't want to. Cherry made for Arsenal, don't they, this weekend? Arsenal flying at the moment in the Champions League, flying in the Premier League, winning game after game, goals going in left, right and centre. And I watched the Borough-Watford game and they just didn't look at it. You know, they tried.
Toothless, didn't
they?
Yeah,
they tried, but they just looked no threat. So if they play like that against Arsenal, there's only one
four, winner. Three or four. Burnley, Everton, listen, I fancy Everton a wee bit there, but...
Well, let me ask you about Burnley, just one quick sec, because Sean Dyche, good manager, Al, but he sets his teams up very defensive-minded. And after time, they draw 0-0 or get beat 1-0 or win 1-0 and all that. Can they play any different, or is that going to be what they're going to play all season?
I think that's Sean's makeup. I think it's his DNA.
Yeah.
Let's be tough.
Yeah.
Turf Moor is a fortress. Let's be tough. Let's remember, there was it Liverpool they beat. Let's the start
two
of the
early
season.
Goals, yeah.
Yeah. Let's stay there. Let's absorb and then hit them. If we can nick one or two, bingo. If we can nick one, that might be enough. You know, against the big boys, 1-0 winner, a 1-1 draw, we're happy.
Well, Everton drew at City, didn't he? City missed, was it three penalties? Was it something daft or two penalties?
Two penalties.
Yeah.
Hull Stoke, now here's a good one. Stoke got their win at the weekend. They needed that badly.
Yeah, they did.
They go to Hull, who got absolutely battered at Bournemouth. I think Stoke might win again.
I do. And Joe Allen scored in the last three games. He's on a goal scoring run. To me, I think there's a lot of work to be done, Hull. He did well to start of the season. New investors supposedly taking over as well, but Stoke win for me.
Sunderland, we spoke about, they go to the Stratford Stadium. I don't think this is foregone. You know, West Ham went to Palace and won at Selhurst. This is different. They're back home again. And I think Sunderland are running out of games. I know this is ridiculous. Yeah. Here we are in October, but they need something. Could they snatch a point?
Well, it's ridiculous. The stat is they haven't won since the middle of October in the last four seasons. So they haven't won a Premier League game till it gets to this stage in October. I can't see them beating West Ham. I thought that was a plucky win for West Ham against Palace, a driving rain in the game, and I thought that could be a turning point for West Ham. And they need to improve their performances at home. But Sunderland, I think they're going to beat Sunderland.
Can we cut one more? I'm going to skip Swansea Watford. I think Swansea will win that. I do.
In the goal.
Yeah, I know. Bob, go on, Bob. Go on, Bob.
New manager.
Leicester against Palace. Palace, I really like Palace at the moment with the width, but Leicester surely must be boosted by the Champions League. Do you see a draw here or a home win?
I see a draw. I really do. I think Palace will go there. They've got pace, Benteke up front. And I think Leicester are proud when they play at home, aren't they? I'm going to go 1-1. I think a 1-1 draw there.
And what about just one last one, Quinny? Liverpool against the Baggies. You know, Tony Pulis was meant to be getting the sack. He's under pressure, but they keep picking up points. Can they thwart Liverpool at Anfield, or are Liverpool too good?
This is a big test for Klopp again, because the one criticism about the Manchester United performance, they reckon he didn't have a plan B. So they were playing the same type of football, trying to break Manchester United, and they couldn't. Now, West Brom are not going to be expansive, are they? Tony Pulis teams. They're going to go there. They're going to try and defend again. So this is a big test for the Liverpool team on the disappointment of not beating United. Can they break down a stubborn West Brom defence? I think they will crack. I really do. And if Coutinho was pulling the strings, I'm going to go Liverpool 2-0.
Quinny Brewing up front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil, the new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets, and we have great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when you deposit £10 just by using the promo code Alan10. Visit betonbrazil.com. Also look out for the daily half hour, happy hour if you like, between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m, 1 hour there. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Don't forget, it's for over 18s only. Don't forget, betting should be fun. So please, please, and I mean it, bet responsibly. Quinny, thank you.
Cheers, Al.
Brought to you by Audioboom.